Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am super excited to continue having guests and also to focus on all of our local political races. And I have a special respect for anyone who volunteers to run for office because it is quite a challenge. And so our guest today in the studio is Diane Matuszak. Welcome, Diane.
Thank you very much, David.
I'm glad you're here.
I'm really, really glad you invited me.
You look like this is something that you do.
Oh, I absolutely have a huge passion for the work I do in the clerk's office.
That's great.
We've made so many wonderful changes as far as automation. When I took over in 1993, I took office. I won the 1992 election. We were basically a manual office. So I got right to work on any automation that could help our users. Believe me, the manual system was archaic, as everyone knows. And of course, it was difficult to retrieve data and so on and so forth. One of the first things I did was I had a dual process going on. I wanted new software in our civil division that handles probate and juvenile. And we also wanted to upgrade our traffic system and our accounting system. So I got to work on those. But an extra project of mine was getting on the internet.
Have the website clerk.org, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably pretty good indication that you were early getting on the internet.
I was one of the first.
Well, let's make sure people know who you are. Diane is the current Volusia County Clerk of Court, and she is running for office again. This is voting is in the primary August 14th.
August 14th.
And so you have an opponent.
Yes, I do.
Now, this is first time in a long time you had an opponent, correct?
Yes. 1996 was the last time I had an opponent.
Okay. So, and your website, so that people can go and get some solid information about you, is DianeMatuszak.com.
Well, that's my campaign.
Okay. And that's the best place for them to go? Or would you like them to go somewhere else?
Well, they're certainly invited to not only go to the campaign.
Yeah, go over to the clerk.
And if they want to make a contribution, there's PayPal right there. I'm just kidding.
And they can, of course, go and look at clerk.org so they can see how...
Clerk.org is actually the official. Yeah.
Okay.
And
so we have the...
It's important.
The campaign side, which is DianeMatuszak.com, and then clerk.org is where you see the actual functioning of what Diane has done for the last 20 years.
You can pull up public records. You can pull up dockets.
Are your fingerprints all over the website?
The website is great. And I get a lot of compliments on a daily basis that it's the easiest, user-friendly website there is.
I think a lot of people forget that back in 1993, mm-hmm. Okay, I'm thinking way back, we're just getting real computers,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
Exactly.
And we're just now, at that point, the internet is what? Just starting, getting started, right, Lisa? I mean, it was...
Just starting to catch on.
All right, so here's the big question that I think we need to start with, because I know you dove in and started talking about all the things you're doing. But for a lot of our listeners, they may not be familiar with this race, mm-hmm. and they also might not even know what the clerk of court does.
I find that quite often. The clerk of the circuit court is the record keeper for the entire Volusia County court system, as well as the official records. If you have bought and sold a home, you've had a warranty deed or a mortgage, that's all recorded in our official records.
So you have a file on everybody.
I wouldn't say everybody, but
just kidding.
We also handle all the court records and the exhibits that go along with them. We also attend each session of court.
Somebody from your office is in each session of court?
Yes.
Wow.
Is right. And because of our automation, we're able to update while we're right in the courtroom.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it very easy. The only area we're still having problems with, and it's almost over with because for 4 years, we've been working with 10 other agencies to get a CCMS system.
Tell them what that means.
a CCMS, Criminal Case Management System.
Of course. That's what that is.
and let me tell you, it is so wonderful. We have 10 agencies working together, so there's no more duplication of data.
Thank you. That's very good. If you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, we have Diane Matuszak, who is running or asking you to reelect her for clerk of court, current Volusia County clerk of court. The website is DianeMatuszak.com, and we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Did you know living longer could be the death of your retirement? According to the U.S. Census Bureau,
Babies born today can expect to live until an average age of 78. Whether you're retiring today, tomorrow, or in 20 years, you must ask yourself, will your retirement plan go the distance? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we're back, and very cool. Got Diane Matuszak in the studio with us, and she's sharing with us a lot of things that most of us don't know about what the clerk of court does. So, you know, you mentioned some of the criminal component of what you do and being in the courtroom and all that, but there's a lot more, right? I mean, there's still a lot more that you do.
Oh, absolutely. We process traffic tickets, and I would like everyone out there to know that we don't write the tickets. We just have to process them.
Okay. So you're just helping, how about this? You're just helping them fulfill their obligations.
Exactly. We handle all the jury management. We take in child supports. We'll even help with passport applications. If it needs to be expedited, we'll make sure it gets there expedited. And sometimes that does happen because people didn't realize, oh, yeah, I need to have a passport to go on a cruise and those kind of things. So
there's a lot of responsibility.
Tons of responsibility.
Now, this isn't just you and a couple of assistants, okay? Think about staffing and all of that.
Well, we've had to cut our staff over the past 4 years because we've had monumental budget cuts.
Really?
Yes.
What's driven that, you think?
Well, first of all, Article 5 of the Constitution was amended in 98, and it said it will be all one court system. Prior to that, we had our budget based on all of our user fees.
I see.
And that's how we budgeted our office. That's
so you're
how
not
much
taxpayer supported?
No, not at all.
See, I think that's something that most people don't know. We think that you're just part of the county government and that you get a allocation of property tax revenue or something else, but this is all based on user fees.
It is all based on user fees. And in fact, the county pays nothing, but the county is responsible for facilitating the clerk and the judges as well.
So what kind of budget are we talking about here?
Well, we've been slashed down this year. The legislature at the last minute slashed the entire state clerk's offices $31 million. And that means nearly $1 million in my office alone.
Wow.
Yeah.
So where will that leave you going into is it a July to June?
We have two budget years.
Okay.
We have the state budget year, which is obviously July 1st to June 30th, and then the county budget year, which is October 1st through September 30th.
So what kind of budget then are we talking about? Is it a couple million dollars?
No, we have about $10 million.
Okay. So it's a pretty big budget.
It's a big budget, but we've been cut substantially.
And what kind of staff are we talking about? Again, it's not you and a couple of people.
No, and that's the nice thing about people retiring because we haven't been filling those positions. At one point, we had 44 positions unfilled, but they had been funded, and we have just taken all of those away so we can meet our budget.
Okay. So where are you at now staff-wise?
Staff-wise, 289 people.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the reason I'm asking a couple of these questions that I think for our listeners to know, this is a big deal. The clerk of court might kind of fly under the radar. You know, when we compare it to running for Congress or something, it doesn't maybe get the same attention. But this is a big responsibility. So you've got 20 years doing this. You want to continue doing it and you think you can do a good job. And I think people need to hear what your plans are and how to continue to improve and let them hear the facts about you.
Well, the fact is that I basically grew up in the clerk's office. I worked nearly 20 years as
Is this right that you started as a, you started as a what?
A file clerk.
A file clerk?
Not fire.
See, we got a file on you too, Diane.
File clerk.
Yeah. And you started as a file clerk and worked all the way up.
Worked my way up through the ranks and decided that I needed to run against my boss. So in 92, I gambled, said I'm going to throw everything into it, and I did, and I won.
Okay.
And I'm proud of that. And in 96, I did receive opposition, and thankfully, I won that election as well. And since then, I have had no opposition.
So for 16 years, no opposition.
No opposition.
Hmm. Why do you think now?
Why? I have no idea.
16 years hiatus. That's a long period where nobody would challenge you.
I believe that one of my opponents really wants to have a title. He's an ex-judge. He resigned from the bench, and there's good reasons that he resigned from the bench. the Judicial Qualifications Commission actually investigated him and some of the alleged violations. Judges have judicial canons. Needless to say, they found probable cause to file a case against him in front of the Supreme Court.
Hmm.
So they had a lot of documentation and did a thorough investigation. And I think he decided to resign based on the fact that they had the goods on him. I can give him credit for apologizing that he fixed his father-in-law's ticket, but there were quite a few more violations than just that.
Well, running for office, I said this earlier in the program, I admire anybody who gets involved with this, and you have served this community for over 20 years, and we thank you for that, and we appreciate you being on the program. We're going to take a quick break. Lisa's flashing the little flag at me, telling me I'm running long on this segment of the show, but stay right there. Diane Matuszak is with us, and the website for her campaign is dianematuszak.com. Of course, you can go to clerk.org to see what the clerk of court does. We'll be right back. Stay right there.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
All right, we're back. If you're just joining us, we are talking with Diane Matuszak, who is the current Volusia County Clerk of Court, and her campaign website is dianematuszak.com, or you can go over clerk.org and see what the clerk does, and we've been talking about that, talking about the campaign, talking that Diane does have an opponent. There's an opponent in a primary, and is there one also in the general?
Yes, she's having to run as an NPA, non-party affiliation.
Okay, so we're talking about this and recognizing that she does have opposition she hasn't had in 16 years. And so now talk a little bit about what you're seeking the re-election. What about your plan? So you shared on the break with me is you'd like to finish a job.
Yes, okay? I would.
See
very
this all
much.
The way through. Talk a little bit about that.
We have been so automated. We're scanning records. We've been scanning records since in our court side, all but criminal, because we have a very old legacy system that the county actually is in charge of. Previous clerks gave it to the county to handle. However, in our civil, juvenile, all those divisions, we have been scanning our documents since 2001. Now, in our official records, we've been scanning since 1996. And of course, we're following the Supreme Court recommendations or mandates, as well as the legislature.
Okay.
So we're redacting Social Security numbers, sure, bank numbers, that kind of thing.
Good. We appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. In the official record side, the original document goes back to the individual that recorded it. But ours is the official document, our official copy. So what we do is somebody wants to pull a document up, we have software that we built in-house that actually brings the document up within 2 seconds and has redacted all that information. So it doesn't actually permanently redact anything.
I see. Yeah. So all of this is kind of through what you've done to bring the clerk of court to the current day. And see,
But
you still want to continue doing this. That's why you're...
Absolutely. There are a lot of projects I want to see through. We're now e-filing in our civil cases.
Now, there's part of your campaign, as you are quite aware, there is this conversation about your retiring or planning to retire sooner, or do you want to share about your plans for retirement? You're not planning on retiring next week, right?
Absolutely not. And I would like to share that with you. When I was reelected in 2008, I had a little bit of a medical problem. So I decided, okay, I don't want to be a burden on the office. And I didn't know how serious it was going to be. So I entered into the DROP program in February of 2009. Now, the DROP program is legislatively, mandated.
It's available to anybody who qualifies.
Absolutely.
It's not something special you did.
No. And so I did. I went ahead and filed the application, and they, at that time, once you sign your agreement with the Florida retirement system, everything is frozen. Okay. Right. You know what your pension's going to be. You know if you retire early, what your pension will be, as well as what money is in the drop program.
Right.
Which is basically interest from what I have in FRS.
What you've already earned.
What I've already earned, and that's interest that's going into the drop program. Now, the drop program is 5 years.
Okay.
I have no intention of leaving after the drop program ends.
So you have the ability to stay on.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
it's
good.
In the law that
good.
You can continue to work. And again, everything freezes. The office does not pay a dime into the Florida retirement system for me. Nothing. It's frozen.
Well, I like that. That's a bargain.
It is. It is.
This is a financial show.
Yeah, that's true. So as far as taxpayers paying my salary, it is not the truth. We are paid by user fees, but because we're now under the state's thumb, we have to send our budget up to Tallahassee.
So they still have oversight, but you're still, the office of the clerk is still funded by user fees.
Yes.
But
we send all the money up.
Their jurisdiction by the state. Right. They get the money and then
they get the money and give it back to
us.
That's
a pretty good deal for them, isn't it?
Yes. They love raising traffic tickets, the fines.
We got control and we love it.
Uh-huh. They want the revenue.
Oh, the float. All right. Well, that's good to know, because I think one of the things that's most important in any campaign is that people have the facts and they understand who the candidates are and who you are and what you're trying to accomplish.
Well, I'll tell you, we have some interesting programs going on, and one is our collections.
Well, hold right there. We're going to talk about that right after this quick break. If you're just joining us, we have Diane Matuzik in the studio with us. She is the current Volusia County Clerk of Court. DianeMatuzik.com is the website for her campaign. And clerk.org, such a cool name, clerk.org is where you can go and learn more about how the Clerk of Court operates. Stay right there. 30 seconds. We'll be right back.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week, I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
All right, we're back, and Diane Matuzik's in the studio with us, and she is, well, she's clarifying things for us, telling us about who she is and what she's doing with the Clerk of Court. Current Volusia County Clerk of Court, DianeMatuzik.com is the campaign website, and clerk.org is the official clerk website. So you're going to talk a little bit about some of the efficiencies that you're trying to achieve and continue to work on in the clerk's office?
Right. One thing I want to say, we are very modernized, and anyone that will look at the website will understand that. If you come into the office, you will understand that. I think there's been claims that all we do are paper files. Well, at this point, we actually have to keep the paper file and the digital file. Eventually, the Supreme Court's going to mandate that the judges use all electronic files. And once that happens, I will be the happiest person in the world. But I think I left off on collections.
Okay.
Our collections is above state average, with the exception, we have certain performance standards. And with the exception of felonies, we're really way up above the state standard and, in most cases, a lot of counties. We are even asked to, I have a director of our court management, and he's asked frequently to go around the state and share with other clerk's offices what he does, what we do to help us collect more. Misdemeanor cases and felony cases are the most difficult to collect. First of all, if someone is incarcerated, we tried to sponsor legislation so the clerk could take out of the felons that were in jail, or rather in prison, take out of their canteens to help offset the cost of, you know, the fines and so on and so forth. Well, that went down in fire. DOC, the Department of Corrections, didn't like that at all. So, but we're going to come back another way and suggest that. But bottom line is, that's the only area that we are having problems with as far as collections is in our criminal cases. And you can't get blood out of a turnip.
No, you cannot.
If they're out of prison and they're on probation, it's still the Department of Corrections responsibility.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Well, Diane, we're almost out of time. Let me give a quick rundown again for our listeners. It's Diane Matuzik. She is our current Volusia County Clerk of Court. Been that since 1993, so 20 years in the business, making it happen.
Not to mention the 20 years before.
Yeah, boy, that's a huge contribution.
I pretty much know the office inside out.
I don't think anybody could dispute that. DianeMatuzik.com is the website for the campaign, and clerk.org. If you want to know what this is all about, what's all the fuss about, go and take a look at clerk.org, and you'll see what the clerk does. Diane? That red light flashing behind me says we're out of time.
Okay.
Thanks for being on the program.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
All right, you're welcome.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.